Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Russian and Swedish scientists have found places in the Arctic Sea where huge amounts of methane are venting up from the ocean basin. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas, and the unexpected discovery is causing concern among some scientists who fear it might speed up global warming. Professor Örjan Gustafsson at Stockholm University recently returned from an expedition which found the methane, and he joins me by phone from Stockholm. Welcome, Professor.
Thank you.
Where's the methane coming from?
The methane in the water on the East Siberian Arctic Shelf is coming from subsea permafrost. This sea bottom used to be on land during the last ice age, and then was basically peat that was frozen, permafrosted. And then at the deglaciation, when it got warmer, the climate, then the sea level was rising, and this frozen peatland was flooded, and it holds a large amount of methane. And the conventional thought has been that this has been capped by the permafrost and held in place, but the high levels of methane is now found in the seawater.
Well, what would be causing this?
Well, there are three different mechanisms whereby this permafrost could be thawing. First one is a geothermal heat flux, basically cracks in Earth's crust where heat from Earth's interior is pushing up and thawing the permafrost. Another mechanism is basically when the sea level was rising and seawater was flooding over this land, then the seawater itself, which might hold plus 2 degrees Celsius or so at sea bottom, is providing heat to slowly thaw the permafrost. And the final key mechanism is likely the coastal plumes of the very large Russian Arctic rivers that is pushing out warmer river water on the shelf is also providing heat to thaw the permafrost.
How big is this area that this is happening?
The East Siberian Arctic Shelf is the world's largest continental shelf sea, and it covers about 50% of the total Arctic Ocean. We don't know exactly how much methane is actually being released. What we found during the expedition is that in 5 or 6 regions, each of the area of tens of thousands of square kilometers, methane concentrations in seawater was found to be about 100 times higher than the background methane levels in seawater. We just came back 10 days ago from the expedition, and we now need to look at the full data set to evaluate what the total inventory of methane in the water column is and how quickly that might be fluxing out to the atmosphere.
Can you see the bubbles coming up out of the water?
You cannot see them by naked eye. I tried, actually. I stepped out on the deck to see if you could see them by naked eyes, these bubbles. I could not. But you can see them with our geophysical instrumentation.
Well, what do we make of your findings so far?
Well, I think we need to reconsider the notion that the permafrost is holding this huge methane reservoir in place in the sea bottom. That's clearly not the case. There is methane being released now. And given the fact that methane is a much stronger greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide, I think what we need to do is to intensify field studies. This was a large expedition. It occurred for 50 days, but it was just one ship, and it's a vast area. So the area needs to be charted out much more carefully with many more ships operating simultaneously to better constrain how large this methane source could be.
Well, it's winter up there now. Are you going back to sea?
No, not personally. 50 days at sea in August and September is sufficient in the Arctic. And now it's freezing over very rapidly. However, our Russian colleagues, they are having some plans to return this winter, as they were there also last winter, having expedition on the ice and going with large tractors on the ice and pulling a caravan on the Laptev Sea and drilling holes in the ice and doing wintertime sampling.
Well, Professor Gustafsson, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you very much.
Professor Örjan Gustafsson from Stockholm University. He's co-chief scientist of the International Siberian Shelf Study Expedition. He spoke to us from his home in Stockholm, Sweden.